How about horses? Can you say something?
No, tell them to come on if you got a well-behaved horse, mm-hmm. well-trained horse. Mm-hmm. Most always got him. You can go, my horses, I could go get him anywhere that, if he was out the pasture feeding, I could go get him.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere he was at. Because it all depends on how you train them, you know. But a good horse, you can go to him. You see these Western cowboys riding these horses and get off of them and then go back to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are well-trained horses.
Did you ever raise any cotton?
No. I raised sand, but I never raised any cotton.
You crossed the sand this year, huh?
Yeah. I like you heard the old expression about it. Well, that old boy sure raised cane.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we call it raising cane, sometimes we call it raising sand.
Did you ever have any of those little white wooden fences? Or have you ever seen those?
You mean like that, foot high?
Mm-hmm.
Got a fox hole sitting right there in the garage.
Is there a special name for this kind?
Come on. When they come up, mm-hmm. I go to getting rid of them pretty quick.
That fence back there, you saw that picket fence then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever make a fence out of twisted wire? You know, keep cattle and get little barbs out?
Barbed wire?
Mm-hmm.
There it is all around there. Build a...
I hear that stuff, if you have to work around it, stuff gets chewed up.
Oh my, that's right. You can get eat up with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. The only kind of fence I ever had. That's what we use, that's the pasture fence.
Looks like you're gonna go smooth some roads out or something.
Huh?
Looks like you're gonna go grade some roads.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
What might you call your good dishes, your wife's good dishes?
Good dishes?
Right. You had some for a special occasion?
Just call them her chinaware.
Okay. What might you use to carry milk in?
Oh, we had regular milk pails.
Uh-huh.
Buckets.
Uh-huh.
Milk buckets, you know, with a strainer and everything on it.
Oh, wow.
The strainer was built right on it.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, you take that out there and you milk in them. Most of the time, you milk in a 2-quart cup. Another like that,
mm-hmm.
and pour it over in this milk bucket.
Uh-huh.
Then when you picked it up, pour it in your pans and place containers you're going to keep it in. There was a fine green wire in there, strained every bit of it. That's the way they done that.
I thought somebody's talking about using cheesecloth or something.
Well, they did use that.
I guess your
method's
a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, this, we always bought the milk bucket with the strainer built in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what would you use to fry eggs in?
Regular frying pan.
Oh, okay. And then the one that you cook in your cornmeal, your hoe cakes, that'd be a...
That would be a skillet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did it have legs on it?
No.
Oh.